2100.
You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Emily Scarlett producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, our friend of the show and mine, Paul Hogel, Executive Vice President of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Good evening, Paul. How are you?
I have never been better.
I always love talking to you. Someday I'll have to meet you and your family. I just feel like we're long-lost friends. And the big announcement today at the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, what's happening?
Well, we unveiled our programming for next season, which starts in October, our classical and our pop season here at Orchestra Hall, and it was a really exciting day. We had an international web broadcast from 10 until 10:30 live from the Maxim Fischer Music Center. We had a live studio audience and cameras all set up, and it was quite exciting to be here this morning.
And that was all for the unveiling?
It was. We talked about all the range of programming that's going to happen, both on the classical series here and on the pop series starting in October.
Well, and getting a good mix, the range, you can tell I'm not in the orchestra world. I say a good mix, you say the range.
Perfect.
We understand each
yeah,
other.
Absolutely.
That's so important, isn't it? Because you've got to keep the classics coming through, the ones that people look forward to seeing when they come, but you've got to shake it up a little, too.
That's right. You're going to see programs that no matter what your musical tastes are, there's something here at Orchestra Hall next year that you could be interested in. Everything from the great masters of 200 or 300 years of repertoire, Tchaikovsky, Beethoven, Brahms, Rachmaninoff, just the great masters to the extreme of George Takei, who played Sulu on Star Trek.
I was going to say, I know that name.
Yeah, so he'll be here as part of our science fiction night at the Pops, which is going to be a real popular concert.
Oh, my gosh. And that's what I call mixing it up.
It is, indeed.
And what are some of the other favorite things that you're looking forward to? I'm looking through some of the list here. Oh, my. I remember taking a class, Paul, that in college for a communications class that I had, and part of it was learning to pronounce master. Honest, it really was.
Yeah,
and I'm seeing now why I needed that.
Yeah, it's a real trick. Well, we open the beginning of the season with I think, kind of a symbol of why it's such a great programming year that Leonard Slatkin has put together. It has two real legends of the repertoire, the William Tell Overture. Everybody knows that song. It's in every cartoon since we all grew up. It's bookended by a piece by Hector Berlioz called Symphony Fantastique, which has also melodies that everybody can hum along to. But in the middle is the American premiere of the Michel Camilo Piano Concerto, the number 2, which will have a Latin, a Cuban flair to it and a great energy and excitement to hear. So it's one of those classic programs that has a little bit of everything.
Well, and I love that you get into, well, you have a lot of soloists as well that are highlighted.
Yeah, Michelle will be here, which has been a favorite here in Detroit and a great receptive. He was our jazz chair for the past 2 years, and he's been great. And you have on the range of programming everybody from Michelle to a Branford Marcellus, the leader of the Tonight Show band, playing a saxophone concerto in the December time period, to members of our own orchestra, Manuel Boisvert, our concert mistress, will be playing, to Emmanuel Ax, one of the legendary pianists of our generation.
Well, and then the DSO pop season, oh my goodness, and Home for the Holidays, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Gershwin, that's where the Star Trek comes in.
Yeah, it certainly is. That program, which is great, particularly for Lansing audiences, because there's such a large number of them offered on Sunday afternoons. It's an easy drive over. It's a beautiful day in Detroit. Come over for the concerts. You have everything from a night of Rodgers and Hammerstein to a night at the Cotton Club, a tribute to kind of that great musical era, to, of course, as you said, the Sci-Fi Spectacular to Chris Bode. And this year, we'll have Neil Sedaka coming and performing with the orchestra. So that'll be a great ending to the season.
Well, I love that. Even a tribute to Elvis Presley. Did you know I have Elvis in my studio here? Someday you'll have to stop at the studio. Elvis is in Gold LeMay right behind me here.
Well, that sounds very attractive. I'd look forward to seeing that.
or not. Or not. What about tickets and subscription prices? Are there some interesting things going on there?
Yes, we announced on May 4th a new program that we've called Patron-Minded Pricing. And Patron-Minded Pricing for us means that any classical ticket to the orchestra next year has been discounted up to 53%. So it's a significant discount that, of course, when you buy them in packages, it's even a greater discount. So when our patrons get their renewal information in the next week to come, they're going to see a real savings on their tickets, so they can just renew very quickly and send that back in. But we know price is a barrier to attending lots of concerts, and we don't want it to be a barrier, so that's why the change.
Well, that's huge for that to be happening for folks. You've become really tech savvy at the Detroit Symphony Orchestra with these high definition webcasts. Thousands watched the first one.
We did. It's this orchestra 80 years ago was the first orchestra, I think it's in the world, that broadcast radio concert or concerts on the radio. And so today, starting in May, we were the first American orchestra to have a regularly broadcast series of concerts in HD on the internet. It's inevitable that our business will be moving to having some concerts and music offered on the internet, and we're thrilled that we got to market first on it, because this is a signature emanating from Southeastern Michigan, and it's very exciting.
Well, that's very appropriate. First on the radio and first in HD webcast.
Yeah.
I love that. Absolutely love that. Well, it sounds like it's all good news at the Detroit Symphony. Some rough times, the strike is over, that's in the rearview mirror, and just moving on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, we still have a lot of work to do. We have tickets to sell, we have donations to raise, we have bills to pay, but this program being launched in the next season is very exciting, and it will come on the heels of a great summer programming at the Greenfield Village, at the Henry Ford, and at the Edsel Nellenor Ford House, our summer programming. So there's a lot of good things happening in Detroit for the DSO.
Well, there sure are, and I'm looking at your website right now. All I Googled was Detroit Symphony Orchestra and popped it up. It's a beautiful website with an awful lot of great information on there.
Thank you.
Everything you need to know. So is there an appropriate website name other than the way I did it?
No, DSO.org is simple, straightforward, and it was designed after a year of study with our patrons about what they needed when they came to the orchestra's website. So you're going to see calendars, you're going to see information about the pieces, you're going to see pricing information, how to get here, where to park, everything that you would want to know to come to a concert.
Well, it's a very nice website. Whoever put it together, it's spectacular, and that's
you.
I've done a lot of research from that website, so I appreciate how well it's done. Paul, as always, a pleasure to talk with you. I look forward to talking with you again soon, and sounds like a spectacular season coming up.
Thank you. Pleasure's all mine.
Thank you so much. Paul Hogel, Executive Vice President of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.
Here's your updated forecast for the capital city for More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Partly cloudy skies in the overnight tonight, areas of fog as well, low of 55. Fog early on Saturday morning, partly sunny skies throughout the rest of the day, high 79. Winds gusting as high as 22 miles per hour. Cloudy skies Saturday night with showers and thunderstorms likely, low 61. Stay tuned for more Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
This is Usher. I use my music, talent, and friends to power change. I spent years mentoring